Good afternoon. The Prime Minister and I have just met with NATO Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, who has briefed us on his assessment of recent events in Ukraine. We are at a crucial point in history. As we remember the devastation of World War I, our peace and security are once again being tested, now by Russia's aggression against Ukraine and the criminal downing of flight MH17 has made clear that a conflict in one part of Europe can have tragic consequences around the world. NATO stands determined to defend all allies against any threat. We have taken immediate measures to strengthen our collective defense in the air, at sea, on land. I thank all the servicemen and women of this headquarters for their dedication. And Prime Minister, I thank the United Kingdom for your significant contribution. We are now paving the way for important decisions at our summit in Wales in early September. This summit will be a turning point. We will adopt an action plan to boost our readiness in a changed world. We are looking closely at the forces we need, where they should be deployed, how fast they should be able to respond, and how to reinforce them. We are reviewing our defense plans, developing a new exercise schedule, and considering ways to strengthen the NATO response force so that we can respond quickly to any challenge, old or new, east or south. These are ambitious plans, and we need the resources to match. At the summit, I look to a strong commitment from allies to invest more in defense as our economies recover. So, Prime Minister, we have still work to do, but our summit will demonstrate very clearly that NATO remains robust, ready, and resolute. Prime Minister.
Well, thank you very much, Secretary General, and thank you for welcoming me here with General Breedlove today. Today, as you said, people around the world have come together to commemorate all those who gave their lives 100 years ago in the hope of freedom and peace. And today, it is also important to remember that it is NATO which has provided the bedrock for security and peace across Europe for the last 65 years. We must ensure that NATO continues to foster global peace and stability in the coming years, and that will be at the heart of our agenda at the NATO summit in Wales next month. This afternoon, there are just two important issues I want to focus on. First, NATO's response to the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Since Russia destabilized Ukraine and illegally annexed Crimea, NATO's response has focused on reassuring our eastern allies and deterring Russian aggression elsewhere. Every ally has contributed to this response, whether with ships, aircraft, or troops. At the NATO summit, we must agree how we can sustain such a robust presence in Eastern Europe in the months ahead. I support General Breedlove's plans to reinforce NATO's headquarters in Poland, to pre-position equipment and supplies, and to schedule a series of exercises that will make clear that we will not be intimidated by Russia's aggressive behavior. We must also use the summit to ensure that NATO is prepared to respond swiftly to any threat against any ally, including with little warning. That means a multinational, high-readiness force that can deploy quickly on exercises in the territory of an ally that feels threatened. This would provide clear reassurance for any vulnerable ally and make clear to any aggressor that an attack on one would be an attack on all. Now, second, as we remember all those who made sacrifices in the First World War, I think it is important that we use the Wales Summit to make clear our commitment to all those who serve to keep us safe today and to their families. In the UK, we've taken significant steps to back armed forces personnel, families, and charities. Above all, we've enshrined an armed forces covenant in the law of our land. Now, I want to build on this by establishing a new alliance charter that sets out our shared commitment to supporting our armed forces and their families and to ensuring they get the respect they deserve. This would be reinforced by a new approach to share more systematically across NATO the best practice on the treatment of our armed forces, medical care, how we support our injured personnel, the way we look after bereaved families. These would all be priorities for this work. So this has been a useful visit. The Wales Summit must prove that NATO is a rock-solid alliance with strong partnerships around the world. We must continue to protect our 900 million citizens from the changing and multiplying threats of an unpredictable world. And I look forward to achieving these ambitious goals and more when I welcome the Secretary-General and fellow leaders to Newport next month. Thank you.